Has the chemistry between yourself and your receivers and the backs, is that the highest point it's been in your career so far?
Possibly. You know, I haven't gone back to, you know, look at certain things that would, you know, challenge that. But I think we put in a lot of work throughout the offseason during camp and put a lot of emphasis on, you know, making sure our timing is very good, because that's important with our execution and what we want to do on offense.
Do you like what your numbers are like right now? Do you even pay attention to where your touchdowns and your percentage or anything?
A little bit. It'll pop up now and again, and you can't ignore it, but it's not really the, you know, a huge focus. We're just, you know, as an offense, worried about, you know, what we need to do to improve from last week and, you know, focus on the plays we missed, because that's going to, you know, it can come back and haunt you if you don't try to correct those things.
How much of a learning point was that Indiana game last year for you?
I think, you know, it was a big game to look back at and definitely take some plays and see, you know, why did this happen and why did it go wrong, and figure out what you can do to, you know, correct those things. And so, you know, looking back on it during the off season, I definitely learned some things from it and, you know, was able to, you know, turn a negative into a positive and move on from there.
How do you avoid the big game hangover this week and not get caught up in the hype and, you know, a tough road game at Indiana?
You just don't think about it. It's something that, you know, is ingrained with going with the, you know, one game at a time approach and the working on, you know, having a great practice every single week and doing a good job of preparing yourself each week. So if you do those things the same way that you did them before a big game or after a big game, it doesn't really set you up for a letdown. But, you know, there's no guarantees. You can only worry about, you know, preparing as hard as possible from an offensive standpoint and then going from there.
Would you rather play a road game in the Big Ten, you know, like a Penn State where there's 110,000 people that hate you, or, you know, Indiana probably only have 40,000 over there? Not as loud.
I don't know if either one of those is, you know, something that you think about or worry about. You know, you're going to have to face both of them at some point, so it doesn't really concern players, I don't think, as much. And, you know, if there's 110, you have to try to factor that out as well as possible and work on communication. If it's not as loud, then, you know, you probably have an easier time. But the main thing is, you know, what you're doing on the field and how well you're executing.
How underrated is Adam Robinson as a running back, and how valuable is he to you?
I mean, I never thought he was underrated. I think he's a great player, but if some people are saying he is, or if he's, you know, there's guys ahead of him, I don't think that really probably, you know, concerns him or concerns the offense, because, you know, he goes out there each week and what he does is tremendous. His, you know, effort, his attitude is, you know, is perfect for what we want to do on offense. So everybody feeds off that, and I've said it before, I think he's, you know, the MVP because of the plays he makes and the tackles he can break and you know, make these huge first downs when we really need them, and things that kind of seem small after, you know, bigger plays are made, and then after a game you kind of forget about them. But when you go back and look at the film, the things he does are, you know, huge for what our offense is trying to do.
I think I know how you'll answer this, but I'll ask it anyway. Some people are throwing you know, dark horse hype and stuff. Have you heard it, and what's your reaction to it?
No, I haven't heard it. I don't really have a reaction because there's a lot of football left, and, you know, just at the beginning of the season when they put you on watch list and they ask you about that, it doesn't have any outcome on the game. It's not going to help us get better as a team. You know, that's not going to, you know, do the preparation for us. So it's really, there's no, doesn't bear any weight, and, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. And the only thing we're worried about as an offense is, you know, having a good practice today, tomorrow, and Thursday, you know, getting ourselves mentally ready to go up and try to play a good football team on the road and hopefully come away with a win.
You guys have the, most efficient passing attack in the Big Ten. You don't have a receiver listed in the top 10 in reception. So how much of a focus as an offense is it to spread the ball around as much as you can?
I don't know if we don't focus on that. We don't talk about spreading the ball around to guys. It's not something that you worry about. You just kind of make the read, and who's ever open, you give them the ball. And, you know, guys do a great job of, you know, running hard on each play, running their route as crisp as possible, because they never know when they're going to get the football. You don't know what the read's going to be. As many times as you may have practiced it, it always seems to shake out different during the game. And, you know, you just have to be ready for the ball at any moment. And those receivers do a great job. Backs do a great job. Tight ends, you know, do an awesome job of that. So that kind of, I think, helps with, you know, the numbers or passing efficiency and being ranked, because guys are, you know, doing a great job. And obviously the offensive line their protection's been outstanding, and that's where, you know, all those things start.
You've been sacked 3 times in 5 games. What's mm-hmm. your level of comfort been like back there in the pocket?
You know, it's been great. I mean, the whole season they've done an awesome job of, you know, keeping guys away and giving us time to throw the football, and the receivers doing a good job of getting open downfield and, you know, making big catches. So all those things working together, you know, sets us up for, you know, bigger plays down the field, opens up the run game, does a lot of things for our offense. And that's important because that's what our offense is trying to do, trying to run the ball and throw it. So we've got to have, you know, great protection when we want to pass the ball, and then vice versa. We got to be able to, you know, move guys down the field when we're trying to run it.